In Fallujah, Iraq, last night, a rocket-propelled grenade knocked out more than half the town's electric power. It is the latest act of sabotage, part of the growing armed resistance to the American presence in the country. 4 American soldiers have been killed and 20 more wounded in Fallujah over the past 2 months. NPR's Deborah Amos profiles the town 35 miles west of Baghdad.
For American soldiers, Fallujah is a center of resistance. For Iraqis, this town is known as the City of Mosques. Saddam Hussein built dozens of elegant religious centers with soaring minarets for the conservative Sunni Muslims who live here. On this day of worship, the faithful promise more attacks against the Americans. They say their town and their religion are under siege. Khalid Abdul Monim complains American soldiers do not treat them with respect.
America is here for a long time, and we see a lot of bad things happen from America. When they arrested people, it seems like they are against us.
Fallujah's conservative traditions can be seen at this popular restaurant. Men sit at the front tables. Women are ushered to a separate room in the back. Iraqis say when American soldiers search women in the midnight raids, it is a deep offense. Add to that resentment over widespread unemployment, power outages, and violent crime. There is a growing gap in expectations and a deep cultural rift with American soldiers.
Soccer field is complete in Fallujah. We'll be rolling out in 10 mics. Over.
Staff Sergeant William Gaddis, a reservist from Arkansas, is building a new soccer field in Fallujah, part of a Hearts and Minds campaign to ease the tension.
When the soldiers first started coming back in, none of the vendors would sell them anything, any Cokes or snacks. And the kids were giving us the thumbs down and rocks getting thrown.
These days, children swarm the military work party, exchanging grins and chatter and broken English.
Y'all want to sing and clap?
The adults who watch are sullen. It will take time to ease the anger over the deaths of 20 and the wounding of 80 in 2 shootings in April that turned this town firmly against the American presence. A new study by an American human rights group accused U.S. soldiers of using excess force in both incidents. Mohammed El-Assawi says the deaths ignited the armed opposition.
It not only changed, it shocked the people about the reality of the Americans. That massacre that happened was horrible.
El-Assawi, a wealthy merchant, says his family was humiliated in an American midnight raid. He brushes off suggestions that Saddam loyalists are organizing the resistance. The whole town is in revolt, he says, against an overwhelming American presence.
The tanks are all the time in the streets. The Apaches, the fighter planes. It gets so miserable that you would go out in the streets and strike them and attack them because you can't bear it anymore.
The 3rd Armored Division is now based in Fallujah. There are as many troops in this town of 75,000 as there are in Baghdad, a city of 5 million. But the attacks continue. This week, armed men hit the mayor's office and the courthouse. That worries Adnan Pachuchi, an Iraqi exile who is working with the American-led administration in Baghdad.
If this resistance becomes more organized and more coordinated, then of course anybody trying to work out something with the Americans would be looked at with suspicion and obviously disapproval.
Bachuchi, a former government minister, has called for a halt to the American military raids. Other Iraqi politicians and clerics have joined him.
The Americans don't have much experience in this sort of thing, and especially the troops who have been sent. I can see it in their faces. They seem to be rather bewildered and scared in a way.
The troops in Fallujah now police the city and engage in public relations, for example, building a soccer field. Reservist William Gaddis, a police chief back home, believes it will do some good.
This town is a big hurdle because, from what we heard, it was the last stronghold for them, for the hardcore anti-Americans. And so far, you know, they may come tonight and tear this soccer field up. I don't know, but it's here anyway.
Within hours, the goalposts were gone, the fresh dirt carted away, the new soccer field destroyed. Deborah Amos, NPR News.